At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio. Here on the new Sports Radio 910, The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. So the Commanders are out on the practice field today preparing for a home game against the Detroit Lions. Yesterday at practice, no Jaden Daniels. Obvious. Dislocated his elbow. Zach Ertz got another veteran's rest. These are starting to eat me up, to be honest, Stubb, because he's not playing like a guy that deserves a veteran rest day. And I get it. Dan Quinn's trying to give the veterans a day off here on a Wednesday because he feels for them because they've played all these years. Zach Ertz hasn't earned it this year. Von Miller, fine. All right? Laremy Tunsil, fine. Zach Ertz has not earned his damn day off of rest. He's got so many false start penalties this year. All these drops, he's not the same guy he was. Quan Martin did not practice, hamstring injury. Terry McLaurin, still not back at practice, quad injury. Didn't expect him to be back. Tyler Owens, hamstring injury, did not practice. Trey Amos, limited with a hip injury. Bill had a tooth injury. It's a new one. Eddie Goldman, concussion. Johnny Newton, ankle injury, limited. Colson Yankoff, hamstring, limited. Bobby Wagner was full at practice. It's time for the Richmond Commander here on AWOD Radio.
It's time for the Richmond Commander.
Are you ready for
the phones are open. It's your chance to be the quarterback of this segment.
There's something I like to say.
Every day at 1 p.m. on AWOD Radio, the Richmond Commander.
So the Commanders are back at practice today, and Joe Witt Jr., it has been confirmed by Dan Quinn, will move from the booth to the sidelines. Joe Witt just spoke to the media at the podium and gave a little bit more detail of why he will be moving to the sidelines. Will it make a difference? Who knows? Because the injuries keep piling up. But I've been asking for this for 3 weeks. Finally, they listen. Here is your defensive coordinator, Joe Witt Jr.
So, when things like that happen, you have to adjust and make some changes. So, I know DQ talked about earlier in the week that I will be coming down to the field. I went and asked him to do that for a number of reasons. The first reason I've been in the box, Q, most of the coordinators that I've been around called it from the box. Q, Capers, Mike Pettine, even when I was in college, the guys, the coordinators always called it from the box. You have a good view, you can see. You don't really have to have as much help with personnel, people coming in and out. So that's why the advantage of being in the box. Moving to the field, I think the energy that I have in practice that can be probably positive within the game for the players. A couple of the guys have been asking for me to come down as well. And so I think it's time for that to happen. We got to do whatever we have to do to get a win. And so the play has not been, especially this last week, to the standard at all. And like I said, that starts with me. I got to do a better job getting the coaches to get the players to understand how we're going to do it. And we got to get this thing turned. We got to get it turned right now. So with that, any questions?
So I want to hear more of these questions here from Joe Witt. Pause this, Stubb. But let me just get to what he was saying there, right? Like, that sounded like a guy who knows his job is on the line if he doesn't turn things around. He likes the bird's eye view, moving to the field to bring the energy. Yeah, this defense needs more energy. I'd love to know which players were asking. Was it the veterans, Bobby Wagner and others?
That's
Von
good.
Miller? Or is it maybe the young guys who actually need the coaching?
Are Amos and Mikey going, right? Hey, like, we need help out here.
But he's got to get back to the standard they set last year. And, you know, we were talking with Michael earlier. I think I know the answer now. If they lose, like, 22-21, right? Because I think that's what it comes down to. Can the defense give up a whole touchdown less than they've been giving up this season? And can the offense get closer to the mark that they set last year? If we hold the Lions below their average and we score more than our average, I think the coaching staff has something that they can point to as a building block for the rest of the season. We have to see some kind of improvement.
I don't know what I'm looking for on offense, though.
I'm looking for the... Look, Jaden Daniels is a big part of the rushing attack, but he doesn't need to be because every team runs the football without a running quarterback. So the fact that this team hasn't been able to run the ball, that needs to change. We have the players on the offensive line. We've got a couple of decent running backs. That's what I'm looking for offensively.
Like, I guess the O-line to develop and a couple of the young guys.
Dude,
I think
Jacoby Brissett just scored 27 points against the Cowboys. Like, in the NFL, backups can move the football.
Yeah.
So I want to see them move the football on offense and on defense. I don't want to see that we're only relying on turnovers. I want to see third down stops. Let's take a listen, Joe Witt Jr. I think John Kime with the first question here to the defensive coordinator.
If I had been down there, maybe I could have affected it this way, whether it's a call, whether it's something confusion or anything like that.
No, I don't think from that standpoint. I think I'm going, you know, because you can look back and hindsight is 20/20, okay? And I'm not going to sit here and say that, okay, if I would have been down there before, this thing would have been different. I'm not going to say that. I'm going to say that we're going to try something different because the results that we've been getting aren't good enough, you know. And so if you keep doing the same thing you've been doing, you know, we've changed the way we practice. We've changed our walkthroughs, the meeting structures, the voiceovers that we send them. We're trying to find offense, defensively, and special teams, the whole team. We're trying to get out of this rut that we're in. And but my focus is on the defense, and it hasn't been near good enough. So this is a change that I wanted to make.
Then without Marshawn, how do you envision the cornerbacks looking, you know, out there? Will Mikey go outside? How do you envision that?
You know, we'll see that on game day. We'll I'm not going to say who's going to go where. That's a competitive advantage. But, you know, I hate that we're losing Marshawn. I will say that.
Do you lose, aside from just having sort of an aerial view there, do you lose much by going from the booth to the sideline?
You just can't see as well, you know. And so, you know, when I'm in the box, I don't have to. Like I said, you always have a guy telling personnel, you know what I'm saying? So I can see, I did personnel years in Green Bay, so I can see guys running in and out so I can get a call in quicker. On the field, you can't see it as well. You can't see if the ball's on the hash or in the middle as well when you're on the field where you can see it. So if you have certain calls that are predicted by the hash or the middle of the field, so things like that. But, you know, we have guys we're going to adjust and we're going to work around it.
And I know you guys don't want to use injuries as any sort of excuse, but when you go through three defensive ends. What sort of challenge is that when you're trying to coach up guys that arrive in season and trying to keep some continuity there?
Yeah, you know, and I never make excuses when we come up here, but, you know, the injuries are real. You know, you lose those three guys. You lose Will at safety. You lose, you know, now Marshawn. You had Quan's going in and out. So, but that's part of football, you know what I'm saying? And we have to be able to generate pressure on the quarterback. You know, once the eight went out, we haven't generated as much pressure. Probably have to do a little bit more. You know, I think on first and second down, I think we send the second most pressure in the league. So, but we might have to send more, do a little bit of things, but I don't want to expose the back end as much. So there's a balance there, but losing those guys, it has affected the way it's called some.
Hey, Coach. Jonathan Jones had been able to be back into the lineup. Could you talk a little bit about having him back and what he's going to bring to this defense?
Well, first, he's a veteran player that still has real speed. He comes from that Patriot system, so he understands a broad variety of football. He's a guy that can play inside and outside. He can hold vertical control. He's tough. He tackles well. So he gives a lot of versatility to where if we need to put him outside or inside, we can put him in those spaces.
And could you talk a little bit about, you said that you all are trying everything to try to work through this skid, to get over it. Are you seeing some of the things, same things showing up each week that you're surprised about?
You know, surprised or disappointed, or I would say from the standpoint of the explosives. We didn't give up explosives last year. Hell, we were the best in the league in my time in Dallas and giving up the fewest explosives. I'm not used to it. So the amount of explosives that we're giving up in the past game is really frustrating because they're coming from mistakes that really shouldn't happen. And I got to do a better job, or we got to do a better job of getting that communicated. And so that's probably the main thing.
I love that answer from Joe Witt Jr., and I'm not giving up on him. But we've been asking for this. Finally, they listen. Will it make a difference? Who really knows? Because the injuries, I mean, we're down another cornerback. I'm not sure Bill Belichick in his prime, Mike Vrabel, could get this defense to play better with the talent they have. But there needs to be more accountability. And that's why this is the right move. I don't think it's a great move. I think he let you know right there. Every guy that I've learned from defensively coaches from the booth. They don't coach from the sidelines. That's not how I learned. He wants to be in the booth. But the players asked. They need to make a change because it has not gotten any better. It's gotten worse, actually. There needs to be accountability, and so that's why this is the right move, because when someone makes a mistake, they need to sit or be coached up on the sidelines why they made that mistake and to not have it happen again. And that's what's been so frustrating, is that we have seen the same defensive miscues, the same miscommunication issues over and over again, and it keeps continuing. Coach them up, Joe Witt. That's what you need to do. And I think that's what I'm looking for this weekend against the Lions. The Lions create, I mean, just off the top of my head here, it feels like that offense creates more explosive plays than most teams, right? Amon-Ra St. Brown, Jahmyr Gibbs is an explosive player. Laporta is explosive. Montgomery's explosive. Jameson Williams is explosive. They've got explosives all across the field, and they've got a really strong offense that can run and then play action to get their explosive plays to move the ball down the field. They go up and down the field, and they can score a lot of points. The amount of explosive plays, it's because of miscommunication in my mind. Hopefully you'll see less of those with him moving down from the booth to the sidelines. You're listening to AWOD on the Fan. Don't go anywhere. Don't touch that dial. I'll be right back.
Big deal brands are on sale right now at Designer Shoe Warehouse. Save up to 25% on select styles from the brands on everyone's list, like Nike, Adidas, New Balance, Crocs, Reebok, and more. Because the only thing we love more than dropping a name is dropping a price. You don't want to miss this one. These brands are almost never on sale. So shop the DSW Holiday Name Drop Sale today at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Welcome back. What up, what up? It's A-Wide, live and local here in Richmond. This is the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now 105.1 FM. We'll bring on Joe Yasharoff to talk Commanders at 1:30. Chris Graham for some UVA football and UVA basketball as well at 2 p.m. And then we'll go around the NFL and take a look at the updated Hadid Mercer Rug Cleaning Hot Seat and the latest with our Odyssey NFL Survivor Pool. But right now it's time for the Commander's Corner here on AWOD Radio. And I will say, I like the decision to move Joe Witt Jr. to the sidelines. Obviously, I support it because I've been asking for it for a few weeks. I thought it was very interesting that he said, no, I'm not going to say that it would have made a difference a few weeks ago. I think it might have. The truth is, though, this was a move to save his job. This was Dan Quinn telling Joe Witt Jr., I love you, man. I appreciate you. I want to support you. But the fans are asking for blood. And this team was 3-2. They're now in 3-6. Been just a month. This was a move to save his job. They've dropped 4 in a row. The defense continues to give up like 35-plus points a night. They needed to make a change. What changes will we see offensively as they move from J.D. 5 to Marcus Mariota for the foreseeable future? I want to see more of a commitment to the running game and just simple runs more. Not these, outside runs, just up the middle, get a push from the trenches, get 4 yards, and be able to dominate at the line of scrimmage. And to me, I think it's more of a traditional running game, less of pulling guys from one side to the other. Just let them snap it, push forward, and get a push on the line. Here is Cliff Kingsbury addressing the media ahead of today's practice. Coach Cliff Kingsbury speaking to the media. I mean, it's pretty simple. You have to finish drives. I don't think moving the football has been the biggest problem this year. Like, they've had third down issues for sure, but they've gotten past midfield on a lot of drives this season that they just have not finished. After seeing games that Tressway did not punt the football last year, we've seen him come out there and have to pooch punt and hold teams with, inside the 10-yard line way too often. Those drives were 7 points or a field goal opportunity this year. And last year, they're just right on the outside. There's not enough trust in the kicker, or also not enough trust in the offense to convert the fourth down, because it's ended up being fourth and long. But I think what we saw from the offense this season was a lot of, whether it was Marcus Mariota or Jayden Daniels, not taking what the defense is giving you. I thought it was interesting when he said, we have to use our personnel to more of our advantage. I think that is, he's considering the running game with that, the fact that they have a really good blocking tight end in John Bates. But they have to tighten things up in practice. And there needs to be more accountability in practice. And he talked about how practice needs to be more of a game rep situation. To me, that's him talking about the false start penalties, because those are just completely unacceptable, especially when your offense is moving. Like the chop block on Biotis that sent him back 15 yards. All right, like that can't happen, but that's kind of a fluke. The false starts, those are happening over and over again with veteran players too. That's accountability. But the offense has got to be able to stretch the field. And one, I don't know if we have the players. Like, I don't know if we have the man beaters to beat a guy, without safety help over the top. But I also think the reason they haven't been able to stretch the field is they haven't had enough opportunities where they can, like, 2nd and 1 is when you stretch the field, right? How many 2nd and 1s have we had this year? Not very much, right? 3rd and shorts, right? Or you get into a situation where they jumped off sides, so you have a 1st and 5. Or even a 2nd and 5. Like, we haven't had those. We've been behind the line to gain over and over again. We've had 2nd and 10, 2nd and 9, 2nd and 8. instead of second and six or less. And I think those are the opportunities when you stretch the field. But because we've been behind the line, we're forced to throw 5-yard passes, 10-yard passes instead of the bomb play because you don't want to be sitting in a third and long because you didn't convert at all on a second and long. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio on the Fan. Richmond's home for the Commanders, 9:10 a.m., 105.1 FM. Welcome back. What up, what up, what up? It's AWOD. We are live and local here in Richmond, Virginia, and always available on the go with the free Odyssey app. Download it today anywhere you get your apps at. At AUDACY, it gives you the ability to pause the show, run some errands, rewind, and then pick up right where you left off. And we've been talking about the Commanders and the injuries today on the show. We heard from Joe Witt Jr. We heard from Cliff Kingsbury. And I'm expecting changes. I'm not sure it's going to lead to them even being in this game. I don't think it's going to lead to a victory, but I want to see something different. On offense, I want to see the ability to run the football. On defense, I want to see them give up less points. Joining us right now on the Hadid Mercer Rug Cleaning Hotline, it's our buddy Joe Yashiroff. What's going on, Joe?
Hey, Watt, how you doing? Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, you know, it's been a struggle here with the Commanders, and I live and die by every game, and this four-game losing streak has been awful, and then the devastating injury to Jaden Daniels. It's made talking Commanders very difficult.
I'm sure it's not fun, but it's what you do for a living, and I do like your advice for the team to run the ball and to give up less points. Maybe you should be coaching.
Well, I've been asking for Joe Witt Jr. to move to the sidelines for 3 weeks now, so
wow.
I was one of the happiest people to hear that that's actually going to happen. Joe Yashiroff is a sports journalism professor at Maryland and longtime TV executive sports producer in D.C. But the very interesting thing was that this wasn't Dan Quinn's choice. The players asked Joe Witt, who then asked Dan Quinn to do this. That's kind of backwards. Like, I thought Dan Quinn did this to save Joe Witt's job.
Yeah, I'm not sure, to be honest with you, but that is very interesting that I haven't really heard about that happening before. And, you know, we'll see if it makes a difference. I mean, is it going to make a huge difference? Maybe not, but I agree with you that when you're struggling, when you lost four in a row and nothing is going right, you have to make changes, some kind of changes, anything.
Yeah.
Do something.
And I'm not expecting a win on Sunday or this game to really even be that close. I mean, when the schedule came out, we all said the Lions are going to be gunning for this one. They're still licking their wounds from the loss last season in their building. Now they come to ours. Joe Witt Jr. to the sidelines. All right, that's cool. But Dan Quinn has been under the fire because he kept Jaden Daniels in, and I've been saying I want him to keep his job here. But every loss, the hot seat gets hotter. What does he need to do to cool the hot seat at all?
I don't know that it's a hot seat. I think I'm gonna push back on that. Last year was not supposed to happen, as we all know. That was just a gift from God that, you know, that I think we all got spoiled by it, and our expectations became ridiculously, unrealistically high. So now everything is compared to last year, 12-5. That year was not going to happen again, and I was saying this before the season, for all the reasons that you've talked about, that I've talked about. And then the amount of injuries, I know other teams get injured. I know it's football. I know next man up. But, I mean, you can't win with the roster that they have. The roster on Sunday is going to look like a scab roster from the, you know, the late 80s, early 90s, you know? You can't win with that kind of a roster, in my opinion.
I 100% hear what you're saying, and I am – for Dan Quinn. But what we've seen in the last 4 weeks, all right, Jaden Daniels dropped the ball and they lost to the Bears. That's not on DQ. But then it didn't feel like they played for him when they went to Dallas, the place that he was at, and gave up 44 points and were just completely embarrassing on defense, and that's supposed to be his specialty. And then the next week against the Chiefs, he punted in the fourth quarter. And it's like, all right, you're throwing up the flag here. We're giving up. And then the next week, you decide to keep your quarterback in when the game's over. So it's like he's not doing himself any favors here. It kind of feels like he's losing the locker room a little bit. And I'm promoting Dan Quinn.
He might be, and I get what you're saying. But last year we were talking about the culture and everything's great and everybody's great. And this is what happens in sports. and with media and with fans that when you're winning, everything is great. And we know that's not true, but it feels like everything is great. And when you're losing, everything feels doom and gloom. So I'm going to take the calmer approach, and I'm going to stay in the middle. I'm not disagreeing with you. I mean, the Seahawks game, I mean, when you allow a quarterback to complete 17 in a row, he didn't have an incompletion until the third quarter. That's an embarrassment. Is that because Dan Quinn can't coach or forgot to coach? I don't think so, but something's going on, and you got to change something. What I'd like to see Sunday is like we saw in the first half with Kansas City. Clearly, you're playing against a team that's better, maybe even overmatched. But I'd like to see the effort that we saw in the first half against the Chiefs. That's what I'm looking for.
Yeah, and I don't want to continue to be hammering Dan Quinn here, but he is a defensive-minded coach. And when you have a bottom 10 defense 2 years in a row, why are we going to stick with you? If Cliff Kingsbury leaves, he's lost his OC. We don't believe in his DCs making the move to move him to the sidelines. And there's a lot of people in sports media in this area that believe he was not even the first choice in the first place. And so at one point, does Adam Peters make, you know, at least a thought process of keeping Dan Quinn or moving on from him if they continue to drop games? Like, we're 3-6. I don't see a win in sight outside of maybe Madrid. If they're 4-13 at the end of the season and the defense is still bottom 10 and the offensive coordinator leaves to become a new head coach, why would you stay with Dan Quinn?
I think that you don't want to be like the previous administration, the Danny Boy nightmare era, 25-year era, and react, overreact. Again, this last year was not supposed to happen. So if last year was what it was supposed to be, 9-8 or whatever it was, we wouldn't be talking like we were. But it did happen, and that's how we're talking. I don't think Dan Quinn's going anywhere. But again, we'll see what happens in the next few games. But he didn't forget to coach. He's a good coach. Is he a great coach? I don't think so. I think Joe Witt, I don't know that he'll be the DC next year. I'm confident Kingsbury will leave to go somewhere else. But I'm not going to fire Dan Quinn. No, not yet.
How do you explain how the Ravens turned around their season? Is Harbaugh just a much better coach than Dan Quinn? I mean, is that just a better organization right now?
Well, it's funny you're saying that because everybody wanted to fire Harbaugh a couple of weeks ago when they were 1-5. Now they've won two in a row. Now Lamar Jackson's back. They had no injuries on their injury report this week. So now all of a sudden the Ravens are the team to beat and everybody's afraid of the Ravens. But 2 weeks ago we were talking about that they are done, season's over, let's fire Harbaugh. And that's the nature of the NFL week to week. So that's why I'm preaching a little more calm and to see what happens.
Yeah, they won with their backup quarterback. We've got to get a win with our backup over the next 4 weeks.
Yeah, I agree. And, you know, you can't. Detroit is unrealistic to expect to win that game. If you win that game, now everything changes. And now you're playing against a bad Miami team in Madrid, and you don't know how that's going to affect either team. But let's see what happens Sunday and talk then. But I'm preaching calm, Awad.
Yeah, I like it. If somehow this team pulls off the miracle over the next 2 weeks and they get to 5-6, does that mm-hmm. change your opinion on the future of Jaden Daniels?
Well, when you say the future of Jaden Daniels, what do you mean?
I mean, will we see him again during the 2025-2026 season?
I thought you meant looking down the road. I think yes. I mean, depending on what, you know, the results of all the MRIs, I think that yes, you take a little gamble, but I think they need to be really conservative with him. It's not about this year. It's about next year and the year after when he hopefully makes his $70 million a year and sets records and contracts. That's what's supposed to happen. But you can't have the guy keep getting injured all the time. He's already had 4 injuries in 2 years, so I would be really extra careful. But if they're 5-6 and he's healthy enough, then yeah, you got to think about seeing him again. But at this point, I don't know that we're going to see him again this year.
Yeah, I think I need to see him, and he probably needs to play a game and stay fully healthy to have the utmost confidence going into the next season. But if I'm going to bring him back, it's not the wins and losses. I need to see the O-line protect Mariota and the O-line be able to run the football, and then I'd feel comfortable with Jaden coming back.
I hear you. And the O-line, ironically, has been pretty darn healthy, right?
Yeah.
And they've given up, you know, the sack rate and the pressure rate and all those analytics numbers that you see in here, which are terrible. So, and that comes back on the offense. You know, not so. And I know Dan Quinn's the head coach, but he's a defensive guy. So what's Kingsbury doing for that? So we'll see.
Joe, before we let you go, the big debate on the show today has been, what should AWOD do to watch college football this weekend and Monday Night Football on Monday?
Because of YouTube and the whole thing?
Yeah.
What should you do? Go to a sports bar and have some fun.
I like that answer. That's better than caving and signing up for Hulu TV.
Yes. Well, I say go to a sports bar, have some fun, and maybe they'll work it out by then. Give them a week.
All right. Good stuff. Thanks for joining us today, man.
Anytime, man. Thank you.
Yep. That is Joe Yashiroff. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio on The Fan.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands, or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium, unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. I was really impressed with Joe Yashiroff's answer there to my dilemma right now of where am I going to watch football. Just go to a bar. Just have a few pints.
Yeah.
Grab some wings. Have fun with your friends.
Gotta say, this sucks for them, though. Bars. Following all this?
Yeah.
That's gotta be such a pain.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. A lot of bars have, like, a DirecTV deal.
Yeah.
And I think they'll be fine. But
well,
I'm
sure
there was some
is like
that would
a big
be using
complaint
YouTube
for
TV.
Them.
Yeah, right. No. Especially, I mean, when it's a good Thursday night game and you got, you know, the place is filled and then there's like lag on half the TVs. Yeah. But yeah, he said just go out to a bar. Brian tweeted us, said, AWOD, you are speaking to me right now, dude. I just caught off Verizon last month and signed up for YouTube TV right as this bleep happened with ESPN. It's been awful. And it's only lasted like 6 days right now. It happened November 1st. I remember when it happened. It feels like it was yesterday. I went to watch Texas Vanderbilt, and it wasn't on my TV. And I was like, what? I literally was stunned, because I remember like a week before, might have been the Commanders were playing on Monday Night Football, right? Was that what the deal was? We played against the Chiefs Monday Night Football.
Yeah.
And during Monday Night Football on YouTube TV, there was a crawl that said, hey, go to this website and sign up and let everyone know that you don't want to lose ESPN. And I didn't.
You were the one vote away.
You know what I said? I said, this bleep happens all the time.
Yeah.
We're not actually going to lose ESPN and ABC. And you know what? We have.
You have.
We have.
Yeah.
And it just feels like we're not going to get it back anytime soon.
You never
because
know.
Because Disney's losing $5 million a day, and they just don't care.
And of course they don't care.
And YouTube TV is saying, oh, well, we're just going to offer a $20 discount to our subscribers. $20 is not enough.
It's the whole thing you're paying for.
That's basically, I'm paying for all only ESPN. Like, everything else I can get. I had people tweet me, hey, what, just get a digital antenna. Really? Really? For all of my TVs in my house? It's not really an answer. Maybe for one in the man cave, but the convenience has disappeared. That's what YouTube TV was offering. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio. It's time to give out the latest in our NFL Odyssey Survivor Pool here on AWOD Radio. And Stubby, I guess we never told the audience about the controversy we had behind the scenes
last week. Not that it ended up mattering.
Stubb, Jeff Wicker, and Michael Phillips were all eliminated. And as the producer of the Odyssey NFL Survivor Pool, I got inside the mind of Jeff Probst. And I said, what's going to make this league interesting? With one of our big-time hosts back in, Stubby, Michael Phillips, or Jeff Wicker. And so I went out and I hid the hidden immunity idol. And Michael Phillips decided to stay in Kansas City for an extra day to hang out with his parents. And Jeff Wicker, I'm still confused about this. We might have to bring Wicker in here and have an intervention. He chose to help you find the hidden immunity idol.
He was doing his job, and I just kept walking into his production room
and asking for help. Because it was, explain how this was hidden. There was a riddle.
You sent a hint, riddle kind of thing, and I had a couple ideas. I wanted to bounce them off someone. I figured I didn't want to just grab it. I wanted to give Jeff a chance, so I wanted to let him know I was doing it and get his ideas. He didn't seem interested in getting up from his job and looking.
Yeah.
So I was like, okay, I'm going to find it eventually. Might as well speed it up by getting other people's advice. And Wicker was happy to spitball
so
ideas.
So he solved the riddle by letting you know that it was in a bowl.
Yeah, well, I had vase in mind. Like
or a
potted plant. A vase. Yeah. I did say vase. Or like a plant. So I was checking all the potted plants in the office.
That's pretty funny to me. Like, if you're driving around right now, just imagine Stubb walking around. Stubby over here stomping around the grounds of 910 The Fan. Looking in every potted plant
like
for a hidden immunity.
Walking on the sales floor. Like, right. You're in a cubicle doing sales.
Did you go into any of the potted plants and dig like they do in Survivor?
Yeah, I did.
This is why I set this
up.
Dig. This is hilarious to me.
But then I realized that we have, like, bowls and vases in the kitchen. Clifford was actually the one, because Clifford walked in on me talking to Wicker.
Is Clifford in the Odyssey Survivor pool? Okay.
No.
So he just wanted to help out.
Yeah, he spitballed. He was like, oh, there's, like, vases and bowls. The kitchen, check in there. There's the immunity idol.
So you find the hidden immunity idol. He gives it to me. Michael Phillips is upset because he didn't get a chance to search for it.
Yeah. Well, I emailed.
Because he was still in Kansas City.
I responded to the email and I said, we back.
Yeah.
To let them know that I found it.
And he was pretty upset. I asked him if he would want to search for the hidden immunity idol when he returned. He just punted on the season. And then you chose
the Detroit Lions and lost anyway.
And so the update on the Odyssey Survivor Pool is that we are down to the final four.
Final four, yeah.
We have Owen. We have Jenny, the Odyssey grandma who knows more sports than any grandma
she
I've ever met.
She always does good in this.
I mean, she one year one, came in second year two, maybe third place year three, and here we are year four.
It's incredible.
She's back in the final four. A shout out to Jay Money,
who is the only person to have not missed a pick.
To not have missed, lost a game yet. I lost with the Cardinals, bought back in week six, and let's look at the slate. We have one game that is already submitted for this weekend, and I gotta say, it was at the top of my list. I will not be taking the Denver Broncos though, because I don't bet Thursday night football.
That's
I don't
MP's
bet
rule.
Thursday
that's our
night
rule.
Football.
Like, it's just a good rule to take
now. Part of me deep down,
it's divisional too,
says I go Detroit Lions because I have given up on this Commanders season. And it's kind of like an emotional hedge.
That, you know what? That is an emotional hedge. That's not a bad idea.
The other game that I look at on the slate as an obvious win is the Buffalo Bills. I have already used the Buffalo Bills. Mm. I do not want to touch Cleveland or the New York Jets. I am not interested in Patriots-Bucks. Panthers Saints is the other one, but I have no interest in betting the Panthers here.
Honestly,
in the survivor pool.
If you're feeling frisky, I feel like Cleveland isn't a bad choice. The Jets just punted away their season.
Really?
Hard.
To me, I'm looking at Seattle. I just saw what that Seattle offense can do. They made a trade to get better, and Arizona's season slipping away, and I don't believe that Jacoby Brissett's going to bring them back.
I had used Seattle. I wasn't sure you had. Oh, you haven't used them.
I have not used Seattle. And so Seattle is at the top of my list right now on the Odyssey Survivor pool. Seattle is the top of my list. Carolina's second, but I don't like them.
Cardinals are coming off a frisky win.
And then
so they're kind of explosive.
The other team that I like is I kind of like the Eagles to get a win on Monday Night Football there. I kind of think it's going to be close, but I really think they're going to win that game. But I also think I want to save the Eagles. So we're not locking it in because it's just a Thursday, but I'm going with Seattle here to beat the Arizona Cardinals at home. I love picking a home team here in the Odyssey Survivor
Pool. I just got another pick live.
Oh, really?
Owen just emailed me. He's taking Denver as well.
I like that, except for I don't like that it's Thursday Night Football, but that is one of the biggest spreads on the board at 8.5. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. Don't go anywhere. Don't touch that dial. I'll be right back on The Fan.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select 1-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.